Welcome to your daily dose, yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, May 17th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for the news. Another court case fighting back against U.S. sanctions. This time, it is Russian oligarch Viktor Vekelsberg appealing the seizure of superyacht Tango, which is currently in Palma de Mallorca. Tango was seized in April by FBI with the help of the Guardia Civil. The public prosecutor's office has asked the U.S. to provide more documentation in the case. According to news reports, superyacht Amadea only ended up in Fiji as a result of needing fuel on her way to more Russian-friendly ports, as is the case with five superyachts owned by Russian oligarchs that are currently in Turkey. The latest to arrive was the $400 million superyacht Flying Fox. It isn't only superyachts that have ended up in Turkey, however, it is private jets as well. Many a question has been raised in regards to Turkey's reluctance to seize Russian assets, as they are a member of NATO, and generally speaking, when one NATO country acts, so do the others. If the West continues to strengthen its sanctions, Turkey could find itself in the spotlight among secondary sanctions with the West, paying more attention to potential loophole countries that are providing safe havens to Russian assets. Turkey has taken a stance of mediator between Moscow and Kiev, which may be the only thing that is keeping them from feeling the stranglehold of European and U.S. sanctions, with peace talks scheduled to take place in Istanbul later this week. Good news for the boating industry in the U.S. The U.S. National Marine Manufacturers Association said 420,000 first-time boat buyers made purchases in 2021, approximately equal to the 2020 total. The last time that this many boats were sold to first-time buyers was prior to 2007. The rush is expected to level off, but will continue to prove a strong market. As travel the world over is gradually easing rules, Spain has just extended its ban on unvaccinated non-EU tourists. British, American, and other non-EU travelers that have not been vaccinated or have not recently recovered from COVID-19 will not be able to visit the country for another month at least. Other EU countries such as Sweden, Poland, Denmark, Czech Republic, and Ireland have dropped the vaccination requirements. Seafarers, however, not to worry, there is an exemption. Heat waves seem to be the weather word this month, with parts of India and Pakistan enduring extreme heat since March. Nowhere near the almost deadly heat, however, it seems that Spain and France will have highs this week to mid-30s in excess of 10 degrees above normal. Later this week into the weekend, parts of central and southern Spain may break 40 degrees. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, May 17th. Thanks for tuning in. And if you like what you hear or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. CET, midnight EST, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing Tuesday.